Dredd and Wigelski in the studio. It is time for today's Mendocino Coast Health Report. We welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. As always, Dr. Miller, thank you very much for taking time to join us this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about vaccines.
Well, thank you. I appreciate this opportunity, as always. So, yes, most people have heard now, I think, that we are starting to vaccinate folks, and there have been a lot of questions about how we're deciding who gets vaccinated first. So I thought I would just share that with you. So just to recap from last week, the county did get about 600 or so vaccines. I believe that was the number. These are the Pfizer vaccines, and those are being divided amongst various entities. And the way this is being rolled out is something that really came down from the federal government first, the FDA, and then was adopted by the state health department, and of course then the county, and we have to follow suit. And so that process involves three phases, and the first phase is divided into three phases. So we're in phase 1A, and in 1A, we are vaccinating those healthcare workers who directly take care of COVID patients or are in urgent cares and emergency departments where they're directly taking care of COVID patients. In 1B, which is probably going to happen very soon, 1B would be other healthcare workers that transiently or temporarily come in contact maybe with a COVID patient but aren't directly involved in their care. And also first responders, depending on their involvement, are mixed in with 1A and 1B. And 1C, as I understand it, would be the rest of healthcare workers in general. We are currently administering the Pfizer vaccine. We received about 60 for the hospital out here on the coast. In addition to our allocation, Mendocino Coast Clinic got their own allocation, and so some of the MCC staff are also being vaccinated today, and once again, that's a separate allocation from the allocation the hospital received. We expect that in the next probably 10 days or so, we will receive a whole bunch more of the doses so that we can move into phases 1B and start on 1C. Those additional doses will be the Moderna vaccine, most likely. And a common question that comes up is, well, are we going to have enough for the booster? The booster for the Pfizer is in 3 weeks, for the Moderna vaccine is in 4 weeks, plus or minus 4 days. So yes, we are not holding back any doses for the booster. We're trying to vaccinate as many people as we can, and we've been reassured that we will receive the booster in 3 or 4 weeks, depending on the vaccine. So that's one important question. So yes, we're not holding back, because if we were holding back doses, then that would obviously cut our doses in half. We're trying to vaccinate as many people as we can quickly. With just the first dose, it's about 50% effective, and then with the second booster dose, it's 95%, as people know. Another common question is, well, what about side effects? And I really think that we've kind of overdone it with making people worry about the side effects. Mm-hmm. The side effects of this vaccine so far are pretty much equivalent, in my opinion, to flu shot. I got the vaccine last week. All I had was a little soreness at the injection site, just like when I get the flu shot. Everybody I've talked to, other doctors and staff, that was their experience. No one felt like they had to take off work or were particularly ill from it. Yes, there were those couple of cases in the United Kingdom who had anaphylactic reactions. But if we put that in perspective, that's like 2 out of 60,000 that had received the vaccine at that point. That's actually probably better odds than with the flu shot, frankly. I mean, I'm sure that we have people that get anaphylaxis periodically from any vaccine. And so I think 2 out of 60,000 is a pretty good track record, and I don't think people should be fearful. From what I've read, if you've had bee sting allergies, that's not a contraindication. Or if you have egg allergies or other food allergies, that is not a contraindication. That's a very common thing. I know it's going around on the Internet, oh, if you've had a reaction to a bee sting, don't get the shot. Well, that makes no sense immunologically, and I don't think people should be fearful. Any questions about vaccines?
No, I think you really detailed it. Dred, can you, any question on your side about vaccines?
So far, so good.
Yeah. No, I think really detailed. And the bottom line is the medical community is the first community to get the shots. And the first of the medical people are the people who have direct contact with COVID patients, which makes perfect sense.
Try not to put too much stock into things that you read on social media. Look for, good, reliable, scientific sources.
Yes.
Really, that's the best way to go, because there's a lot of misinformation floating around out there.
Yeah.
Yes, and both the CDC and the FDA have really excellent websites dedicating to this. I forgot to mention, but should, that nursing homes, both their residents and staff, are part of this and will be given priority. And then the next question is, well, what about the general public? When is the general public going to get it? Well, optimistic projections are end of February, maybe March. I personally am being obviously a little bit more of a pessimist or realist, depending on how you want to call me. I think it's probably going to be more like June or July. And the reason why I base that on is right now what we're seeing are the millions and millions of vaccine doses that have been already produced. All of these companies, in anticipation of receiving approval, have been making millions of doses for months now. So they have this huge stockpile, and those are being sent out all over the world. This is not just for the United States. And they're being given to healthcare workers, as we said. That stockpile is going to be used up, I think, fairly quickly, just vaccinating the world's healthcare workers, first responders, etc. And then they're going to have to manufacture more for the general public. So that process, I'm projecting out here on the coast that we may be getting it hopefully before June, but I don't think people should hold their breath for it because it may take a while.
And anything else you want to pass on to us?
So in the county and in our county region, things are actually looking pretty good. We're certainly continuing to identify more cases every day, and that rate of new cases is definitely higher than before, so it's definitely climbing. But at the same time, we're managing it pretty well. Our number of patients in our hospital out here on the coast still ranges between 1 and 2 at any one time. I think today we have 1. And our ICU capacity in our county is actually improving. So I think we have a total of 15 COVID patients through the 3 hospitals. I think 3 are in ICU. But things are actually improving overall as far as ICU capacity, and that keeps us away from that stay-at-home lockdown order. And my understanding is the whole region is looking pretty good for staying away from that lockdown order.
Yes.
Which just has a lot of financial and personal implications for us, so we'd like to avoid that if possible. And then one last thought is the way we continue to enjoy the benefit of not going into that is people need to continue to keep their guard up. And the wisest thing that we can do is not travel for the holiday. I'm sorry, but you've heard me say this before. Stay at home for Christmas or the holidays and don't have people from outside come in. That's the wisest and safest.
All right. Dr. Millard, thank you very much for a very detailed report. I think you answered a lot of questions today. And, of course, Dred will get this program on a podcast on our webpage in a few minutes, and people can check that out anytime they want to. Dr. Millard, thanks very much for being with us. Rigelski here from the coast.